pick it up right here. And we're talking with Isaac Siegel. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
CEO of Tegrity. And Isaac, give us a brief rundown of this terrific technology and what exactly it looks like, what it does.
We allow institutions to record every class throughout the whole institution. And at the same time, we provide students with the ability to take notes in class using pen on paper.
A special pen.
Special pen on special paper. And then during study, the students can flick on the electronic replica of their notebook and click on anything that they wrote in class to bring the instructor to explain again. That can happen 5 minutes after class, during class, or 5 a.m. in the morning, which is great for non-traditional students.
So they basically go online, they're looking at their notes again, and they take a look at something in their notes that maybe they didn't quite understand, and as they click on that, they hear the professor's voice coming up, describing again what it was they may have forgotten during the day?
That's correct, except that typically it starts from the paper notebook, not even from the computer.
Okay.
And then they study from the paper and they see that they don't understand something on page 57.
Right.
So they start by clicking 57 on the computer, get the electronic replica on that page, and then click on the thing that they didn't understand.
And now you said that in any given classroom, a student with a laptop, a notebook, or the special pen, or a tablet PC can access the same benefit.
Correct. Colorado Tech are using tablet PCs. In Santa Clara, we are using pens. And so institutions are using all kinds of technologies to capture the student notes.
And they're using it for all different kinds of students, is that right?
They are using it to all kinds of students, non-traditional, traditional students. And students can even watch the lecture at home 2 weeks after, still taking notes with the pen and paper, or with a tablet, and the notes will be in sync with the lecture.
Okay, that's great. And now we're going to talk to Ron Danielson, CIO of Santa Clara University, who's going to tell us about that school's experience with this product.
So we have been using the Tegrity system for one quarter now. We started in spring quarter. We've got it deployed in 6 different classes, 4 undergraduate classes and 2 graduate MBA classes, where the students are also predominantly non-traditional students. They're working adults who are coming back trying to get a master's degree while they're working.
So this might be especially helpful for non-traditional students.
In fact, we're finding that the MBA students are the heaviest users of the classroom recordings. There's a comment from one who said he downloaded the entire lecture, watched it on a plane to the East Coast. He said it was just like being in class. I thought that was just fantastic.
That's great.
So we have been using it. The instructors find it to be absolutely unintrusive in the classroom, so it's not a burden to them to capture it. They're simply doing what they normally do, and it gets captured, gets uploaded, and then the students can go access it at their leisure. In fact, we have one professor who said the students chastise him if he doesn't upload the notes fast enough.
Now, what does this look like? Is it a big box? Is it something
unwieldy? It is nothing. The students use pens or notebooks or tablet PCs. The professor does whatever they do. So in a minimal experience, it's a digital voice recorder that's capturing the instructor's presentation in the class. At the most, it's an instructor with a tablet PC or a notebook computer using it as he or she normally would, and it's simply captured in the background, and then after class you upload it to the Tegrity server.
Can you tell us a little bit about what kinds of improvements these students are seeing or telling you about?
No, I can't give you any detailed information. It's exam week of the first quarter, and so we're just getting some information. We have anecdotal information that says the students are finding it to be extremely useful because they don't have to go through pages and pages or an entire stream of a lecture. They can go back and use it. They can identify a particular point in their notes and go directly to that part of the classroom stream. But we're also finding that the students feel that there's so much that gets filled in from their notes to the actual classroom stream. I go back to when I was taking notes in class, and I would jot these little things down, but I could never write as fast as the professor was talking. There's such a richness that gets filled in to be able to hear what's going on and see the PowerPoint and look at your notes that the students really love that.
We'd love it as reporters, too. We'd be able to go back and actually remember what the people we were interviewing really said.
I would comment that from other institutions such as Coppin State University and Kansas State University.
Okay, and Coppin State is where?
In Baltimore.
Baltimore, okay.
We have surveys that were done on the students and lots of information showing that the student believes that it helps them. 95% of the students that participate in the pilot in Kansas State University believe that that helps their learning.
And can I ask you, Ron, why did you go seeking out this kind of technology, or did it come to you? Or
the technology actually came to us, and when we saw the demonstration of the synchronized notes and the student being able to go back, we said, oh, wow. And so we arranged for a demonstration of some faculty, and all the faculty said, oh, wow. And so we got an internal grant to begin this pilot project. We're a very fortunate school. We have good students, we have good retention rates, we have good graduation rates. We want to do better. And we think this technology has the potential to really help students learning. And that's what we're supposed to be doing.
And in addition to helping them learn, will you also be communicating this to parents and prospective students, that this is an advantage they may have?
If we were to deploy this campus-wide, I think that would really be a competitive advantage for Santa Clara University in terms of telling students that they're going to be able to relive the classroom experience from their residence hall at 3 in the morning when they're actually studying. And I think it would be a big competitive advantage for us.
Well, it sounds very exciting to us.
I can share how we reached Santa Clara University because
okay.
That wasn't by chance.
How did that happen?
Mike Zastrocki, the VP of Higher Education at Gartner, is all excited about that technology, and he told me that I need to approach Ron.
Is he the program director of the Higher Education Group at Gartner?
He's the vice
yes.
president for Higher Ed.
Okay.
Yes.
So he got all excited about it, and then he found you because he knew you were,
well,
you were
Mike and I go
visionary CIO.
He and I were both IT directors for Jesuit universities back in the early 80s. And he has gone on to famous things, and I'm still an IT director.
Doing famous things. And on that
having a
note,
lot of fun.
And on that note, we'll end. And thank you both so much. And thank you, David Goad, for being here as well.
You're welcome.
Thanks.